Yeah. Thanks very much, Mr. President. You're hearing a bit from me today. But what I was keen to do is to talk a bit more about the planning that we have done with our colleagues in the P6 as to what our agenda might look like across the rest of the year, assuming indeed that we are able to continue the plenaries at the usual rate. So when we take on the role next week, we do feel a strong sense of responsibility and a duty of care for this institution. We recognise that we weren't able to achieve consensus on the programme of work. Nonetheless, we would like to try and bring issues of substance before this conference. The P6 put forward three options for a package for our work in 2020. And we've now come up with a coordinated schedule for plenary meetings for the rest of the year. And we'd propose to provide that to all delegations through the Secretariat in due course. What we're suggesting is that the plenary sessions should cover all CD agenda items equally, as well as the improved and effective functioning of the conference. We would also propose to continue consultations on a programme of work. We want CD members and observers to know what we will discuss well in advance, so you have time to prepare and engage actively during the sessions. We would also encourage you to consider submitting working papers and relevant documents to help us frame those discussions. So, Mr. President, as part of the coordinated P6 schedule, Australia proposes to hold at least four thematic plenaries. These will focus on agenda items 1 to 3 and on the improved and effective functioning of the conference. Our first plenary on the 17th of March next week, assuming all goes well, will focus on nuclear disarmament verification, including the UN Group of Government Experts report. We encourage delegates to consider the GGE report and its various working papers and the ways the CD could work on nuclear disarmament verification. Future multilateral negotiation on nuclear disarmament will need to include verification, so it is critical that this body has thought deeply about how to do it. Our second plenary will focus on nuclear risk reduction with a panel followed by interactive discussion. In 2018, delegations agreed in Subsidiary Body 2 that further discussions on nuclear risk reduction would be welcome, and so we're taking that up. We encourage delegates to consider what role the CD could usefully play in understanding and in reducing nuclear risks. After the NPT RevCon, we will then host our third plenary discussion, and that would be on reducing security risks in outer space. This will be an opportunity to share national approaches to managing security risks in outer space. We want to work with all nations to build an international consensus on responsible space behaviour and hope that we can explore this theme. Our fourth and final plenary will then focus on the improved and effective functioning of the conference. This is not a new topic for the CD, and in light of challenges in fulfilling the CD's negotiating mandate, it is important to examine critically whether there are ways we could be more effective. Some ideas may be modest, but could make a difference to the way we work. For example, what you've seen so far this year in terms of the enhanced P6 plus 2 coordination, which we think has made a difference and we hope will continue to be a factor in driving issues forward. Colleagues, you've heard earlier the importance that we assign to gender. And because of diversity, because of including all voices, and because we think that including those voices will lead us to better decisions. But in close examination of the CD rules of procedure, I was quite surprised to see that they're not in fact gender neutral, so they don't seem to reflect gender equality. During our presidency, we will propose a technical amendment to the CD's rules of procedure to make them gender neutral. We know that we have to be cautious when opening up the rules of procedure. This is not what we would be seeking to do. This is very different from anything else that's been under discussion so far. It would purely and simply be asking delegations to support a technical amendment to introduce gender equality and neutrality in the language of the rules of procedure, and we'll come back to that in the course of our presidency. Finally, Mr. President, we said a couple of weeks ago that two presidencies was enough time to spend on this year's package proposal for a program of work in the plenaries, so we will not propose to continue discussing it in this format. But we're extremely proud of the package, the work that was put into it at the beginning of the year under our Algerian colleagues, and indeed the work that you have then continued. And we very much feel that it is worthy of further consideration and that it remains on the table. So we'd be available to any delegations who wish to meet us to discuss furthering the programme of work for this body. So with those comments, I'll close it. Thanks very much indeed, Mr. President.